I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Afghanistan is the leading producer of opium, the main ingredient for making heroin. This, despite the presence of thousands of U.S. and other foreign troops in the country. Until now, those troops have been focused on other duties, such as fighting Taliban insurgents, and efforts to thwart the illegal opium trade have been left in the hands of Afghan government forces. Today, though, NATO authorized its troops in Afghanistan to take on the drug traffickers. The World's Quill Lawrence was in Afghanistan for the past month, and he's been following the drug trade in the country. He told us what this new arrangement means for NATO.
Essentially, it's going to free up some of the members of NATO within this stabilization force to start going after drug producers. Now, some of the forces there, the British and the U.S., who are in the south where the heroin crops are booming, have said for a long time that they think that the heroin trade finances the Taliban insurgency to the tune of about $100 million a year. Now, remember, there's 26 countries in NATO, and some of them had been very reluctant to get involved in the anti-drug war. They wanted to concentrate on rebuilding the country and tamping down the insurgency. So not all of the nations will have to participate in anti-drug operations, but this essentially frees up the British and the U.S. to go after drugs as well as going after the insurgency.
It was Afghanistan's defense minister who asked NATO to support his troops in this offensive against the manufacturers of opium. What does that indicate to you, Quill, that Afghanistan requested this assistance?
Well, Afghan officials have told me for years that they're worried about drug corruption, that they think it was corrupting their country, that they think it was turning Afghanistan into a narco-democracy even before it becomes a proper democracy. Now, it's important to remember that it was, in fact, the Afghan police who were responsible for counter-drug operations, and they are, I'd have to say, from talking to people around the country, about the least trusted institution in Afghanistan. The army, the defense ministry, has a lot more respect from regular Afghans, but the police were often considered part of the problem. Officially, the story from NATO and from the U.S. forces is that they think the police are just too small to handle it on their own. It might be more accurate to say they think they're too dirty to handle it.
So the bottom line here, Quill, will the NATO plan work? Will it change things? And for the average Afghan farmer who might have grown wheat, but given its low price compared to opium, just switched over his crops for financial reasons and feed his family, how's it going to affect that farmer?
Right now, the price of wheat, strangely, is competitive with opium. There's been so much opium produced that the price of heroin has actually gone down. And the Afghan farmers are thinking about growing wheat because it might actually be competitive. But there's been two minds about this for a long time, and many NATO countries were saying, if we go and kill this crop, which many Afghan peasants survive on, it'll cause a backlash, it'll make us even less popular in a country where we're growing less popular anyway as an occupying force. Now, the Americans, and sometimes the Brits, have been on the same page, saying that this is funding the insurgency, that they were able to stop heroin growing in the north, and it's just in the south where the insurgency is strong that they're protecting the drug crops. And if these drug crops can be hit, then it should take a leg out from the Taliban insurgency.
The World's Quill Lawrence. Thank you, Quill.
Thank you, Marco.